The Sri Lankan army says the capture of a narrow stretch of land called Chundikulam has put the complete Jaffna Peninsula in government hands. Military spokesman Udena Naikara says this strip of land links the Jaffna Peninsula with the mainland and is under army control after nearly a decade.
Yesterday, after conducting operations, LTT, they fled leaving their equipment along with over 100 boats. The troops have gone into area after over 10 years because this area has never liberated earlier.
The Tamil-dominated northern Jaffna Peninsula has symbolic importance because it is regarded as the heart of the civil conflict which has raged in the north for 25 years. The rebel struggle for an independent Tamil homeland was triggered by complaints of discrimination against the country's minority Tamil community. The rebels have suffered huge reverses in the last 2 weeks, losing their political capital Kilinochi and Elephant Pass, which links the Jaffna Peninsula to the mainland. The military says it is now pressing towards the last Tamil rebel stronghold and says the rebels are now confined to a 600 square kilometer area in the north. As the battle in the north intensifies, hundreds of civilians are fleeing the war zone. The government says it is equipped to handle a likely mass exodus of refugees. But human rights groups say they are concerned about the plight of civilians. The head of the National Peace Council in Colombo, Jehan Pereira, says thousands of civilians are trapped between the two sides and face immense hardship. He says there are also fears that they will be used by the rebels as forced conscripts.
It is inevitable that the civilians will get caught up in the crossfire, in collateral damage, in the bombing, in the artillery firing. So this is the main concern of civilians, their physical security. The other concern would be, of course, of being used by the LTT as forced recruits to fight in the battles that are to come. The LTT is forcibly recruiting from every family and more than one. That's the information we have been receiving.
The army has barred aid groups from the war zone. The government says it is on the verge of total victory. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.